Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our someone that I know, but you may not know, Drew Neiser is here. Drew is a new friend of the show. He's the author of the book, The CMO's Periodic Table, A Renegade's Guide to Marketing. But he's also the founder and CEO of an organization that I knew him at first called Renegade, which is a New York-based creative agency. And we used to work together back in the day, back before 2008, back when things were kind of regular, when business was regular, before everything got turned on its head. Right, Drew?
That's about right. Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's really great to be here and reconnect with you.
I know it. And congratulations on surviving 2008, right?
Wow, that was no small feat, believe me.
for all of us, exactly. So congratulations also on your book, The CMO's Periodic Table. What an inventive way to put two worlds together, marketing and the sciences, the periodic table. Now, only Drew Neiser could do that.
Well, I don't know about that, but I tell you what, after interviewing all of these chief marketing officers who really have a tough time in their job,
yep,
much like entrepreneurs, expected to do everything and not given very much, I really came to appreciate how tough their jobs were. And what I figured out along the way was that these guys are chemists. They figure out what are the right elements to pull together in order to solve their particular challenges. And that sort of struck me. And when I was done sort of thinking about the book, it just, like, I checked Dmitri Mendeleev's periodic table, you know, the one we all saw in chemistry,
yeah,
back in high school,
yeah,
and it was just like a perfect fit.
Well, and as I say, only Drew Neiser could have seen that, could have put those numbers together. You know, it reminds me of what I've said for years about selling, and marketing, of course, is the harness made of selling. Is that it's science and art, it's art and science, and marketing is the same way. And so that's what you've done. You pointed out the science part of marketing.
Well, it's true. It's one of those things that everybody would like to think there's a magic formula for, but there really isn't. And one of the big takeaways of my book is that it's not about the guys, the business across the street's formula. It's about finding your own unique formula and mixing the elements that are right for you. And I think that's really hard for businesses to sort of come to grips with, is there's no sort of magic. You can just do this one thing, and if you just do that,
right,
it will work out. No, you have to find your unique path.
Well, and also, like the elements, we know what any two elements will do when they go together, right? So you don't have to make a mistake that we already know before you do it is going to be a mistake.
You know, it's so true. And one of the science parts of today is it's a lot easier to test things. So it really is easier to find out what won't work and what will work. So you're right. I think it's still challenging, particularly for small businesses. I still get asked all the time, what's the one thing I should spend my money on? And the irony is, most of the time, two or three things work a lot better than one thing.
Right.
So it's a hard question to answer. And, you know, again, I look at entrepreneurs as CMOs without a budget.
That's exactly right. I was just telling them, I was just asking them before you got here, I said, okay, who's a CMO in your organization? And I said, it's probably you, whether you know it or not.
Exactly right.
So
exactly,
how do we help these people?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, and I can talk to personal challenges and how this works as a small businessman myself. I think brands and small people really need to focus first, figure out your one sort of unique thing. I think for me, when we were really at our depths at Renegade, when 80% of the business has walked out the door and we've been stiffed by one of our customers, the key that saved us were two things. One, focus. just do one thing really well, and that was going to be, at that time, it was social media. And then the second thing was figuring out what we could do for our prospects that would endear them enough that they'd want to do business with them. And that's how this whole book came about. I started interviewing CMOs because I wanted to help them. Mm-hmm. If I could help them, I figured they'd help me. And I really think we live in a give-to-get economy. I think this is the time where lots of brands and companies think, all right, I want to get my message out. I think you really need to think about how you can help your customers and your prospects. You solve that issue, yep, chances are the business will come knocking on your door.
Well, two of the things that I talk about in my book, Drew, is contribute first, contract second.
Yeah,
that's
love
one
that.
One of the watchwords. And the other one is learning how to help your customers help their customers.
Yes.
And if you get really good, you can help your customers help their customers help their customers.
It's
when you
really
do
true.
That, Drew, as you know, when you do that, you have customers you can't run off.
You know, one of the chapters in the book is about American Express, and the element's called marketing as service. And American Express for 30 years has tried to help small businesses and figured out that if they help them grow, American Express will grow along with them. So they have the open forum. They have Small Business Saturday. It's a lot of things that they've done to invest in the growth of their company, of their customers. And, you know, the payback is there.
Well, one of the best things they ever did was to create a business account, a business credit regime that helps small business owners manage the cash flow.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, you know, I mean, we use it here. We have a business American Express card I'll be honest with you, I don't know how we would have made it after 2008 without it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are a lot of customers who feel that way because Amex that
But I don't have, my point is, I don't have any great affection for American Express, any particular reason, but they provided me a product that worked, that helped me help my customers.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's really, it's an interesting time in the business because you've got things like social media, and one of the biggest sort of the mistakes that people often make is they just spend all their time on social talking about themselves. And, you know, if you've ever been to a party and you meet the guy who talks about himself, he's a bore, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got to be thinking about what is it that I can do or say to help, you know, the customers, the prospects, whether it's their personal life or their professional life.
And social media is all about contribute first, contract second, isn't it? I mean,
it really is.
You can't lead with your offer on social media, can you?
It's very hard, and you know, unless you know exactly who that person is, and that tends to be more on the paid basis.
Well, it's also maybe after the 11th time after they helped you 10 times.
Exactly.
I need a website quickly, very quickly.
Yeah.
Quick break. The CMO Periodic Table by Drew Nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.